Okay, this is the Tanya Likute Ma'amarim, Perek Sheni, the second Perek. Right? Af sheyesh revavot minei chalukei madrigot. There's a lot of levels, tens of thousands of levels of neshamot gvoa al gvoa le'ein kates, of different levels of neshama, so, at ein sof, infinite levels. Like the levels of the father, our fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom. Each of these people reached a very high level in the sense that they were considered Merkava Leshchina. They were considered an expression of specific midas of the Shechina, Avraham Chesed, Yitzchak Gvura Din. Judgment, Yaakov Tiferet, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu Netzach, Aaron Hod. Al Neshama Doreinu, into our Neshamas of our generation, Eile, the Ikve de Mashiach, because now we're in our Paim Shana of Yimota Mashiach, the last 2,000 years of the days of Mashiach, coming Mashiach. The Ikve de Mashiach, what does it mean, Ikve de Mashiach? The literally shehem bechinat akavayim mamash, the heels of Mashiach, right? Legabi amoach varosh, with regards to the head, the brain, and the head. V'kem b'chol do vado, yesh roshe alfei Yisrael, the heads of the Jewish people. Shnishmotem hem bechinat rosh v'moach, right? The neshamas like the head or the brain. Legabi neshamot hahamon v'am aretz, with regards to the neshamas of the majority and the simple people. We can nefashot legabi nefashot ki kol nefesh klurim nefesh, and there's different levels of nefashot. Now he's explaining here that basically, really, all of the neshamas of people comes from the neshama of Adam HaRishon. In the beginning generations, that's what we have what's called Yerida Seberis. In the beginning of generations, they were the heads of Adam HaRishon. They were the heart of Adam HaRishon. They were the different midas of Adam HaRishon. There are different parts of Adam HaRishon which were expressed in the world. In our generation, we're like the heels, maybe we're even the toenails of Adam HaRishon. We're much low level neshamas.
Big toe.
Could be the big toe, could be the small toe. But even within those things, right, even within those neshamas, there's different levels, even in our generations. You have the big rabbis, right? So they represent the Rosh, like you have a Rosh Yeshiva, right? There is the head, they're the bigger neshamas, right? The Gedolei Ador, the Gedolim of our generations, like you have Rabbi Yoshe, Steinman, Shmuel Auerbach, right? Ravadia, you have different Gedolim. So they represent the head, the Rosh of the generation. And the simple people, we represent the lower levels, we're different. And there's a Ramchal. The Ramchal explains that everyone, it's like a tree, right? You have a trunk of a tree, and you have branches coming out from the tree, and you have little smaller branches, even smaller branches, and you have leaves, right? And then you have the fruit that come out, or whatever. But there's if there's a problem with the trunk, the sap in the tree, of course it's going to have an effect on the branches, right? And if there's a problem with a branch, the shorish, the heart of the problem is somewhere there in the providing of that sap or the going through the tree. So there's such a thing as the shorish. There's a neshama, which is a bigger neshama, which the branches are attached to. Like a big rav will be like the trunk, and the talmidim or the people who are associated with him will be those little branches which are associated and get their chiyut, get their life giving force from that Rav. He says there's a Gemara that said that Rebbe, when Rebbe had Kevishinayim, Rebbe had toothache. So there never used to be a woman who used to lose a child in Klal Yisrael. Because Rebbe had a toothache, his Isurim of having toothache, right, was enough to be kapara for women not having difficulty in childbirth. There is such a thing that a very big person, a very big tzaddik, has tzar in his life, and that's a kapara for the people who are his anafim, who are his branches. So you understand the concept?
So it's a big big responsibility to do something like that.
Of course, it's a big responsibility. And if a person, Chas v'Shalom, certain the Bala Tanya says that sometimes a godel will do an avera or will be put in a situation of an avera which isn't matim for him, it isn't fitting for him, and it's because of the generation that caused him to put in that situation, which he has an opportunity to do an avera. For him, for himself, he shouldn't have been even in such a place, even been in such a nisayon. Right, but because of the generation, the effects, and vice versa. If a person on his level has a thought of an avera, the anafim, the branch, the people outside of him, it could cause them actions of an avera. You with me? So asking a good question. How does it work from generation to generation? So the godel of a previous generation will, in theory, be bigger than the godel of our generation. Right? It will be a year, even in terms of the gedolim. There can be special times where Klal Yisrael needs a special matana, needs a special present that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them. And they say the Chazon Ish, right, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, it was just after the Holocaust, and Klal Yisrael were building itself. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special present to Klal Yisrael, gave them the Chazon Ish. And he was, for his generation, he was very special. So he was like outside his generation. There are certain people, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, every generation, he puts certain people for that generation. And if there's need, he'll put in a greater person than the generation's even fitting for in order to save that generation, to help the generation whichever way. So it's not exactly, in general, the next generation will be lower spiritually than the higher generation in terms of the spiritual level. But at the same time, yes, it's a funny thing. At the same time, as much as we're on a lower, right? But we have all the knowledge of the previous generation. So in terms of Torah, when I'm learning Torah, even though there's no way I'm close to a Ktzos or a Yego or a Shach or anything like that, but I'm learning them and I know what they have to say. And now I know what they say, right? It gives me a better understanding of the Gemara. And in a certain way, I can understand the Gemara in a certain way after what they know. So I'm on the arms of giants. So even though I'm a little midget, but I'm a little midget on top of a giant. So I can see in certain ways, certain things, I have a certain viewpoint that they had because I'm standing on their shoulders. You understand what I'm saying? So even though I'm lower, but I have all their Torah. And since I have their Torah, right, in a certain sense, I have a view of the world which is still a high-level view. You understand?
Okay. V'chen. V'chol do v'do. You said this.
Right, the Gavin Neshama Shalman Bamar. We ken the Fashad, the Gavin Fashad. Ki kol nefesh klulem in nefesh ruach and neshama. Every soul is included with nefesh ruach and neshama. Mikol makom, shorish kol ha nefesh ruach and neshama. Kulam mirosh kol ha madrego. It comes from the head of all the levels at sof kol adargin. We explained this already. Hamalubesh beguf amay aretz. And it's like the lower level is mitlabesh. It's like dressed in the goof of the simple people. The kalsh v'kalim and the low people nimshach mimoach elyon, but it still comes from the moach elyon. Still comes from the high level of the rabbis of that generation. Shichochma ilaa, because that's the high level of wisdom. Kiviyochol k'moshul haben, and he's giving a moshul like a ben hanimshach mimoach av. The son is created from the moach av. That means what a person thinks at the time of procreation that gives his child, his understanding and his tchunot. We explained this already. The levush, the beged, the levush of a person comes from his father. But in the neshama, he's going to explain this to you. The neshama comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means even though you might come from a simple background, and some people have simple parents. But the neshamas might be very, very high-level neshamas. And you should know sometimes simple people, if they're good people and they do mitzvahs, on their level of mitzvahs, the levush they give their child is a pure levush. It might not be a high level, but it's pure and clean. And in certain times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives that child such a high-level neshama that it's not the bechin of their parents. It's not not in relation to their parents. But the parents have the schus of having such a child because of the connection between the two of them. And you'll see that. You'll see simple people, right, who have brilliant and amazing children. And the child is not even, you know, you wouldn't even believe that a child comes from that parent. You wouldn't even believe it. But that can happen. But it depends on the parents. If the parents are making themselves, there's love between the parents, and there's care, or the parents did certain mitzvahs which weren't fitting for them, but they did it for their level, it was a higher level mitzvah, and you don't even know. Sometimes you don't know what the mitzvah they did, right? A child can receive a very high level of neshama. We don't understand these things. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of what level of neshama the child gets. But it very much depends also on the parents. So it says, Shafiru tsiripone raglav, even the nails of the feet of a child, nitavu mitipazu, from this tipa that comes from the father, from this drop that comes from the father. We all know that we call it DNA nowadays, right? Mamash, ayade shaita tisha chodashim beten ha'em, it was 9 months in the mother's stomach, viyardam madrega la madrega, went from level to level, lishtanot litavot, to change and to be mimena tziponaim, to be from this spiritual thing, the spiritual concept, it went down madrega to madrega until it became the actual physical body of the child. But the physical body of the child is a representation of his spiritual body. That means how a person looks physically, we don't understand these things, right? is a representation of his spiritual being. There were people, one of them was the Ari, who could see a person, it was called Chochmas HaParzuf, would see a person and know everything about them. That was a time in the Nevi'im. In the time of the Nevi'im, you had people in Klal Yisrael. What was the purpose of a Navi? What was the purpose of a prophet? The person used to go to a prophet and he says, straight in him out. He says, these are your Aveiros, this is your purpose in the world, go do it. Simple as that. It would be great if we had that. Can you imagine? Everyone would get me these key codes, and there'll be a long line. It'll be a long line. Yeah, maybe you get me once a year, right?
Doctor of holding.
Yeah. It'll be a long line. You get your half an hour with him, right? And he'd tell you exactly what you have to fix in your life. And you go do it. You'd be stupid not to do it. I mean, you still have Bechira to do it or not. But when there's that level of clarity, today we don't have that level of clarity. What brings us to that level of clarity? Learning Torah. It's like, you know, we live, it's called Golus we're living in. Golus means we live in a fog. Like, imagine outside, you know, like the worst fogs in New York, right? You can't. How far can you see with a car? You put the headlights on, right? You can see about a few meters in front of you, right? That's what Golus looks like. So now, there are certain cars who have these, like, I don't know, special neon lights, right? They can see 20 meters. Certain cars, 100 meters. So they can go faster. Or they know where they're going. Some cars, you know, the old ones can see a few meters. It's very hard to drive with those ones. You have to go very slowly. What depends that beam of light that we have? That depends the Torah you have. The more Torah you have, the more, how you say, the more intense Torah you have, the more depth of Torah you have, the larger that light is, the more intense that light is. So that's why nowadays you go to a big rabbi, you go to the biggest rabbi who has the biggest beam, and he'll be able to tell you a little bit more than you'll be able to tell you. They say Rav Shach, right? He could see 20 years down the road. He saw all these things that was happening with the Arab. And people used to laugh at him at the time. I don't know how many years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, what he wrote. People thought he was stupid what he was writing. The Eretz Yisrael were going to give them back the land even without, right? Because since Eretz Yisrael is a matan, it's a present, and we only get this present if we're deserving of it. He just learned Chumash Rashi. So he said, so if you take a present, that means it's not the time to get it. So you're going to be giving it back. That's what's happening. If you give Gush Katif back, we're now giving the 67 borders back. We're giving back.
So you're saying we shouldn't have Israel?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying the way to get Israel is not through conquering it. The way to get Israel is to be deserving of it, and Israel will give it to us as a matana.
So if we don't become deserving of it, eventually we're going to give off everything.
Yeah, chas v'shalom. I don't know how. Hopefully not. But there's a lot of zchuyot. You should know the government has a lot of zchuyot. There's a lot of zchuyot we have here. There hasn't been a time where there's so many people learning Torah as a group, etc. it's a big thing. It hasn't been a time like this, but it's very hard and difficult times. There's a lot of turmoil in the whole world. It's very difficult times. You know, there's never been so much schmutz, so much craziness in the world as nowadays. You know, the internet allows you to do whatever you want on a fingertip. You can order whatever you want. No one can. It's everything you can get. All the desires in the world you can get. There never used to be a generation like that. That there was so much turmoil and so much craziness in the world, and that a person could just, at a flick of a switch, get whatever he wants. It's craziness. It's crazy. Okay, let's go back now to the other time. V'im kol zeh. עודנו קשורה ומיוחדת בייחוד נפלא ועצום במהותה, בעצמותה הראשון. So it's still, even though it's just a superb, even though it's just a nail, it's still connected in an amazing way, right, to its original spiritual connection, which is the soul. Shaita tipat moach av, which is this drop that came from the moach of av. Came from the head of a father. A person doesn't give birth because of a physical thing. According to Chazal, there's a tipa that comes from the moach of a father that goes down through his chut hashidra and then leaves in that place of connection. And that's a spiritual thing. We're not talking about a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And what a person thinks affects the child at the time of chibul. His mindset affects.
Does that mean somebody can control having a child or not based on what they're thinking, if they don't want to be having a child?
I don't know about us, but I don't think so. But what is said is that if a person, you know, there's been cases that people had pictures of things in their houses and children turned down like those pictures, because the picture or you know, it is a fake. You see in Chumash with Leah, right? Leah gave birth, right? And all, you haven't learned yet, but when you learn, you'll see that all the names that Leah gave to the children with the feelings that she had at the time with the relationship with Yaakov, her husband. All that she felt, Chumash says it, all those feelings that she had, the child had those tchunas, the child had those midas, those characteristics. Anyway, Kidita Gemara, Lovin Shemimenu, the white from him, Gidim Va'atzamot, Vitsiponaim, that's the sinews, the bones, and the, how you say, the nails. Kumoshkar v'etzchaim, okay. V'kach ha-mamash kiv'yachol b'shorish kol, it's a Gemara in Neshama, in Nidu, right? Kach ha-mamash kiv'yachol. This is all a mashal to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kiv'yachol, right? B'shorish kol ha-nefesh, ruach neshama. All these levels in the Shama, Shel Klalut Yisrael, of the whole of Jewish people, Lemala Biridato, when it came, Kivyochol, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it came from Kivyochol, the Moach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he was Mitnapeh, when he was Nofech Midilei Nafach, he gave from him, he gave. So when he gave us life, Kivyochol, that came from the Moach, Kivyochol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a head, right? But Kivyochol, it's as if it came from his Pnimius, that the Shama of Klal Yisrael is something which is Pnimi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kivyochol. We're Tzelem Elokim, we're Domela, we're similar to him. Every human being is similar to him, every human being has Tzelem Elokim. Madrega Madrega, Al Yadei Hishtalshlut Ha'olamot, through from level to level, through the Hishtalshlus, through the Hashem Hishtalshlus, the, you know, there's different worlds. Abia, he said. Okay, I'll explain to you this. Mechoch Matayit Barach. According to the Sfarim, there's basically, I'm going to explain basically, there's four simple worlds, spiritual worlds. And I'm explaining by Atfilin, Davni. So in Adamni it happens like this. When we daven in the beginning of the, you know, if you have Sfari Siddha, it's already written there. Right? If you have Ashkenazi Siddha, get yourself a Hasidic one. If not, fill it in. Okay. So it says, the brachas that we say in the morning, till Baruch Shama, it's called we're in the world of Asiya. The world of of making. Right? There's a world of actions. Then from Baruch Shama to the brachas of Kriyat Shema, when the world of Yetzirah, the world of formation, i.e. that's the world of somewhat the Melachim, we're beginning to be in the world of and as we see, we're praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we go into the world from Baruch from the Brachos of Kriyat Shema till the Shemona Esrei, when the world of Bria, that's the world of creation, that's a higher world of Melachim, of angels. So we say Kadosh, 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 we're mamish with them. What do you mean mamish with them? We're here in Har-Noch. What do you mean mamish with them? If we were really davening, which we, you know, halavai, we, you know, okay. But if we were really davening, and some people used to be able to daven, right? There were people who used to daven that way. It's written in Shulchan Aruch.
What way?
There used to be people who used to pray that way.
What way?
This way. That it's written in Shulchan Aruch that a person davens, he has it pashtus haguf. That means he's somewhat spiritually removed from his guf, and the neshama is in the higher worlds. And literally, the neshama is in the world of Asiya, goes to the world of Yetzirah, and then the neshama goes to the world of Bria, until finally, when it's saying Kadosh, 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 it's saying it with the Malachim. And then finally gets to Atzilus. And Atzilus is, there's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. Clarity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's in Shemona Esrei. Right? So by us, you know, Shemona Esrei is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the schnitzel and the makolet and the supermarket, right? Because we're not exactly there, but some of us is there, right? But if we really knew how to daven, and halavai, we try and daven. We're not going to be able to daven really, like this is real davening. But we have to understand that the musik of davening is a very, very big thing. It's a tremendous thing. That if a person really puts his heart into davening, he transforms himself in terms of where he is spiritually. Yeah, it's hard to believe, right? At least by us, right? But anyway, that's what's written. That's what's in this, all the Siddur. Mechochmato yet barach kediktiv. Kulam bechochma asita, huh?
It's the fifth world. It's not like a...
No, not fifth world. There's those higher worlds. There's worlds. Those are higher worlds. We don't have any avoda in those worlds. We only receive those worlds. We don't have any avoda. Our avoda of a mitzvah is in the world of Abia. Anyway, Abia means right. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. That's what I mean. Okay. V'nitavu mamish nefesh ruach neshama shel ame aretz and. Even the Nefesh Ruach and Neshama of Ami Aretz came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Upchutei Ha'erech, and even the simpletons V'im kol zeh Odeinu kshurot miyuchadet b'yichud nifla. It still has this kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the simple people have this, like it's like, you know, it's like a, it's like pipeline to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means we all have this certain pipeline. Achius Kiviyochu comes from him himself. That means on the Shama, it's midilei napach, the simple people. It's a shtalshlus. It's like, you know, it's going down level after level, like a chain, or if you want to say like a puppet. But kiviyochol, achius comes from him. B'ma'utan v'atzmutan harishon shi, shuhi hamshachet chachma ilah, because that's the hamshacha, the drawing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. The high level chokha. Ki yinikat v'chiyut nefesh ruach neshama shel Ame Aretz. The spiritual yinika, the spiritual drawing of Ame Aretz. The simple people who min nefesh ruach neshama shel ha-tzadikim. From the tzadikim v'chachamim. V'roshe b'nei Yisrael. And v'roshe b'nei Yisrael. And where is their yinika come? There comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, like there's a shtalshlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and he's merkava to some tzadik, some tzadikim in this world, right? The lamed vav tzadikim. Who are these Lamed Vav Tzadikim, the 36 Tzadikim? So you know what Rosh Hashanah Zalman used to say? He says, we know all the Tzadikim, more or less. We know all the Tzadikim. How can there be 36 Tzadikim who are in this story, who are hidden? They're not hidden, we know who they are. So he says, Nistarim Ma'asehim. They're hidden in the actions. They don't tell you how they behave. They don't tell what you do in their private hours. They don't tell you who they help and how they're helping them. You don't know how they daven, you don't know how they do their mitzvahs. You see, they shake a lulav like you and I shake a lulav, right? It looks the same thing. You don't know what's happening going on in their minds. You don't know how they're davening, you don't know what's in their minds. People think, you know, like I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm doing things, right? And everyone's the same. It's not the truth. You could have the same person saying the same bracha, and it could be in a different world altogether. It's a different concept. Different concept. And the most important thing is you should hide your mitzvahs. You shouldn't show them to other people. You shouldn't get covered from what you do. You should be atzneh lechetim Hashem. You should be going with humility and with modesty. If you do a mitzvah, you do it quietly. If you make a bracha, you don't have to show everyone that you're making a bracha with good kavana, whatever. Quietly. It doesn't have to be shown that you're doing it. Like, you know, you see these people go, they got this, they're davening. No. Daven quietly to yourself with intention to your creator. You look normal. You know, Rosh Zalman, Abach, he's a very, very big rabbi. He was a simple yid. And after people found out, you know, people find out about these people after they died, things about them, and no one really knows all of their lives and all what they did. These people are simple people, very simple. In terms of, they don't show much. You know, when he was alive, people didn't even notice it. He used to always walk around like this, with his hand over his belt. And some people reckon that he never used to put his hands below. I'm not saying this for us, but there's a Gemara like Rebbe. The Rebbe never used to put his hands below his waist. Because he didn't want to attach himself. It's not for us. I'm not saying this is for us. Don't do it. Anyone who does it is a Meshuggah. Don't do it. You have to understand. There's, right, there's, yeah, you're going through our Geshevel. So everyone's going, sorry. Oh, too much Tanya for the day. Rabbi Yitzchak,
right?
Yeah, you know, there's a be mufrash from the lower part of you. But we don't understand these things. But it's not for us. It's not for us. But you have to understand that we don't know people. We don't know what people really are. Even ourselves. So you come in one year and you're doing the same davening, the same prayers you say, the same brachas. But it's different from year to year. It's different. You're a different level. And you don't even realize it because in the beginning you're growing like that. Because it's, you know, you came from zero to something. And then afterwards, the real growth in Madrigas is very slow, but you're growing. And in terms of depth of your personality, person's depth of his personality, that takes time. That takes time. And sometimes a person needs, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to kick him a little bit, needs to hurt him a little bit so he wakes up sometimes. Sometimes to get to a new level, you have to have a nikayon, you have to be a cleansing. So Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to humble you. We don't understand that. We have to be a shivrei kelim. Sometimes it makes us a kli cheres, you know, it's broken and then you get rebuilt. We rebuild something else, maybe a klimateches. It's different. Avoda is the whole life. And you can never reach it. You only try, a little bit more try. And there's ad ein sof dardas to get to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ad ein sof. And that's Avoda. Avoda in this world is to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu means living in this world, though. It doesn't mean being meditating. It doesn't mean being on a mountain and talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means, I'll tell you a story of a student. He came, he was very into meditation. And he was, I think he was in the Himalayas for 6 months. He was going to become like a full-time, you know, full-time meditator. One of these Buddhist monks he was going to become. Which I'm not saying, if you're a Buddhist, you become a Buddhist monk, maybe that's your avoda. Maybe that's the way you're supposed to be, that's your avoda, right? Avraham Avinu gave that to Bnei Keturah. That was the shamus that he gave to Bnei Keturah. That's their avoda. Could be that's their avoda, I don't know. But not for a yid. That's not their avoda for a yid. So when he was in the yeshiva, right, so I told him you need to get married. We have to learn with him certain things, but I told him you need to get married, right? And I remember when he left back for America, right? So, like, he was packing up his wife's boxes of all the, you know, all the grutaot, all the, you know, like, this newspaper, that newspaper, and of course, you know what men are like. What do you need? You need to pay the money to send this all the way to America. You get in America, these things, no? But it's, she wants this thing, and she wants this thing. A lot of boxes he had to pack up. And he's a good boy, so he packed them up. So, like, he was tired, right? So I said, tell me, I asked him, what's harder? A week of meditation in the Himalayas or packing those boxes for your wife? What do you think the answer was?
Back in the boxes.
Back in the boxes. That's where our voter is. Our voter is in the Olam Asiya. To be a good Yid means to bring your actions down here. Kedusha is in this world. Kedusha isn't in high flying. You know, you have the time for that. You have davening. You have learning Torah. You have time for that. But the purpose of that is to have that height and bring it down with us. We don't have Yom Kippur the whole year. Yom Kippur is once a year. But from that once a year, we're bringing it down. Then we get sukkahs. Then what we do in sukkahs? We take the lulav and we shake it. Right? We go sit in a sukkah. Right? With a family. Right? You fit 8 or 9 kids in a sukkah. Right? And everything goes well. Right? That's right. You understand? That's Kedusha. Having a family is Kedusha. Being normal in this world is Kedusha. Having proper business deals is Kedusha. Being honest in business is Kedusha. We need to bring it down. We need to bring it down. But it's all about bringing it down. You with me? You have to get up there sometimes. So Yom Kippur, we're not going to be eating. We're going to be the level of Malachim. We're going to be in Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, every single tefillah that we do in Yom Kippur is like a tefillah. It's like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, our tefillah and our vidui is like going to a mikveh. It's a spiritual mikveh. Every tefillah we get to a new level of purity. Until finally we get to Ne'ilah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitayer us with Ne'ilah. Then we get Kabbalah Satora, and that's complete Torah. But if we're not ready for Kabbalah Satora, if we weren't over it in those tefillahs, in those viduim, we weren't over it, we won't be ready, we'll be dirty. So the Kabbalah Satora will be dirt, it'll be a time of din. If we didn't clean ourselves up, then it'll be time of din. Chas v'shalom. Okay. Ubaze yuvar, mamar azal, al posuk, uradav kabo, that we should stick to talmidei chachamim. Shekol hadavik b'talmidei chachamim, anyone who sticks to a talmid chacham, ma'ale alav ha-katov, the posuk looks at it, kiilu nidbak b'shchina, as if he's stuck himself to the divine presence, mamish, ki al yadei dveike b'talmidei chachamim, through his connecting with Talmidei Chachamim, with wise men, Kshurat Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shel Amei Haaretz, the simple people is connected, Umiyuchadot V'Ma'utzan HaRishon V'Shorsham Shebechochma Ila Sheyit Barach, it's connected to the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, because through them comes the Hashpa of the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world.
So we can't, since we're too far removed, we have attached the Tzaddikim more closer.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a Hasidic Shabbat, but it's true even by Litviks. Right? That's why you have this concept. The Rebbe and stuff like that, but we also have that. It's the same concept. We also have the concept. Of course, a person's supposed to be the Talmud Chochma himself. But a Talmud Chochma, the Gemara says, a Talmud Chochma who's not Meshamish Talmidei Chochamim, who doesn't learn, who doesn't have a connection with someone bigger than him, is not a Talmud Chacham. Because your hashpa, your Torah, has to come from someone. You have to have a Rebbe. It's very important to have a Rebbe. It's a Mishnah. Aser lecha Rav. You have to have a Rebbe. You have to have someone who you connect with. That doesn't have to be one person. You have to have a Rebbe for this, and a Rebbe for this, and a Rebbe for this. You can have many Rebbeim, but there has to be a person who you hold as your Rebbe, and that you connect with. Also, the shefa you get comes from him in a certain way. The Torah you learn is the shefa. The clarity in life that you get comes from him. Because you're smaller. You have to be kibbled from someone. Some people say that, you know, nowadays we don't have so much this concept of Talmud and Rebbe. So our Rebbe, in a sense, is a svarim. And there's a truth in that. There's a truth in that. But it's a shame. It's a shame. There should be a Rebbe, you should connect to someone so you can get shefa from him, you can get an understanding and a clarity of the world from him. Like direction. Yeah.
So who would be the Rebbe for the Gedolei HaDor, for example?
They had the previous generation, though, was the Rebbe.
It's an idea that they had, but now that they've reached that level, they don't necessarily need it.
The Rebbe will connect you to, your Rebbe will make you who you are. And when you're made in who you are, you obviously a person is supposed to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone, the simplest person. He's not davening to his Rebbe, he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You have to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe is how you connect. You understand? How you plug in. He'll give you the keys to plug in properly. You can plug it incorrectly. He'll give us the keys to plug in. And once we have those keys to plug in, sometimes the Talmud can be bigger than his Rebbe.
So Rebbe is to a certain extent kind of like a parent who, you know, at a certain point when a person matures, they have to, you know, I'm not going to be independent from their parents, but for most of us, we're not going to ever reach that level where we can be as independent from having sort of this, I guess, connection to other people as, I guess, sort of these very high level people.
We should all...
He's a coach.
Give us some time. Yeah, he's a coach. He's exactly what he's saying. No. He's exactly what he's saying. The Chazal call a Rebbe a father. He's a mamish, a father. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah in Bava Metzia says, if you have the Aveda, the lost object of your father, and the lost object of your Rebbe. Rebbe means someone who you learn most of your wisdom from. The lost object of your Rebbe is first. And the Gemara says, why? Because your father brought you into this world. Your Rebbe brought you into the world to come. That's much more important. Now, what does that mean? And the Gemara says, right, Tzchal, that a student's called a child of his Rebbe. Now, if we go back to what we were saying originally, right, of this concept of the tree and the branches, the way you connect to someone, right, and you connect well to someone, is probably because your neshama is part of those branches, is part of that tree. So your Rebbe, in a sense, like kiviyachol, your neshama will be more connected to the neshama of your Rebbe than will be connected to the neshama of your father. The levush, the garments of your parents, you will have. But your neshama will be the same neshama of the tree of that Rav who's your Rebbe. So in a sense, you'll be more a child to that person than you are to your own parents. That's a big thing. That's a very big thing.
So it says
nefesh, ruach,
and
neshama. Right, it means the soul.
Yeah, but different parts.
So yeah.
Why can't we cling to the Rambam? Because it doesn't have to be alive.
No.
It seems like when these were nefesh.
I'll tell you, there's plenty. The Rambam says about himself that he was a Talmud of the Rif. The Rambam never saw the Rif. The Rif wasn't alive in the time of the Rambam. How is he a Talmud of the Rif? Because he learned the Rif. And from learning the Rif, he connected to the Rif's Torah. So that's a concept. There's a concept of there'll be a sefer, there'll be a particular book, you feel connected to it. In a certain sense, you get the shefer, the hashpa you're getting from that book is me'ain the hashpa of the person. You understand? In his Torah, what's a hashpa of a Rebbe? Is his Torah. In his Torah is his hashpa. In his Torah is his influence on you. Well, you don't mean you go to a Rebbe and you sit and have a cake by him in the sukkahs. That's nothing. You know? Okay, so you learn how to make, he makes brachas, how he's around his wife and kids. Okay, that's important. That's also important. But the Torah you learn from a Rebbe, the way of life you learn from a Rebbe, how you look at life you learn from a Rebbe. You understand? That's very important. Not everything you get from Sfarim. A lot of things we can get from Sfarim nowadays, but not everything. You still need Shimush Tamidei Chachamim. Okay? So it says here, "Va'poshim va'morodim b'talmid chacham." Those people who go, who are against talmid chachamim, yiniket nefesh ruach nesham shalhem, b'chinas achoraim shel nefesh ruach nesham shel talmid chachamim. It's from the backs of the talmid chachamim. It's just a person showing you his back. If I show you my back, what does that mean? It means I'm annoyed with you. So it's like the psolet of the talmid chachamim. It's the bad part, not bad, but the psolet, the residues. U'mashikar b'zoa. The Zohar Chadash. What's written in the Zohar? She'ikha talui she'ikadesh atma b'sha'as tashmish. The type of child you're going to get, it depends on how you behave at the time you connect with your wife. Dafka. Ma she'en keim b'nei ame ha'aretz. V'hain v'shum she'en lecha nefesh ruach v'nesham she'en la levush v'nefesh da'atmo tzavi v'imo v'kom mitzvah she'ose ha'kol ade oto ha'levush. This is what he said. The way a person connects with his wife, that gives a levush. A pure levush, a good levush to his child, or hafuch, or not. If you're a shefa, so you know, when your parents, you go back to your parents, and your parents say, that, you know, you came from, and your parents are annoyed with you. So, my rabbi told me it's your fault, Baba Dad. You gave me such a nice lebush, you gave me such a nice midas, such a nice thing that I became from. It's your fault. You shouldn't have loved mom so much. Right? Even the shepherd he gets from heaven, it's all through this lebush, this beggar that he gets from his parents. And if he connects properly with his wife, he'll bring a spiritual levush to his child, which will enable the child to get a high level neshama. V'afilu hi nishmat gedola, neshama gedola. Even if it's a big neshama that the child gets, tzrichi lekiddush aviv, he needs his parents to be mekadesh themselves at the time of connection, in order for that neshama to permeate the levush of the child. Aval haneshama atzma hinei lefamim nishmat adam gvoh le'en keitz. A person can have such a high level neshama. Baliyot b'no shel adam nivze, can be a person of simple person, very simple person. You can have a very, very high neshama of the child. V'shafel k'mo shekarav Arizal kol ze b'likutei Torah parshas vayera v'tami mitzvos parshas breishis. This is all b'shem the Arizal. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the end of the parak.